Welcome to another episode of Random Musing. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Speaks. And for today's episode, I want to talk about how my religious beliefs has kind of stopped me from doing some certain things. And when I'm talking about these things, I'm talking about the fact that if I wasn't a Muslim, I probably would be doing those things, you know? As a person, as a human being in life, some things influence you to do what you want to do, whether you agree or not. You know, growing up, there's some certain things in your life that are some sort of influence to you, you know, like your religious beliefs, your cultural beliefs. And for me, my religious beliefs have more influence on my life than anything else. I always want to joke about this. For some weird reason, I never got around to it, but I listened to this podcast. I think the host is Rukaya. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the podcast right now. And she had done like about 2 episodes on it. I was like, yeah, time to get around to this, you know? So shout out to you for the inspiration if you ever listen to this podcast. All right. So for me, there's some couple of things that my religious beliefs would never let me do. Let's start with the very first one. Drinking alcohol. Forget the fact that alcohol is not healthy. As a person growing up, as a young person, you see everybody around you getting into alcohol one way or the other. And despite the amount of ways that they say is bad for you, you're kind of tempted. But for me, my religious beliefs would never make me, you know, take alcohol. And then now that I now know, like, all of the health implications of taking alcohol, like, almost every single thing you're at risk of if you are an alcoholic, cancer, hypertension, think of whatever, you know. I just know that I would never really get into it now that first off I'm a Muslim, and then secondly because I know the health implications of getting into those kind of stuff. You get it? I mean, there was this time in during my service year where the urge to take alcohol was so strong in my mind, I really had to start indulging like serious prayers. Thinking about it now, I think it was just peer pressure, you know, and the fact that during my service year I had some rough times where I was going through really serious stuff. And I'm just glad that I'm a Muslim. If not, maybe I would have kind of delved into that. Another thing I would never ever do because I'm a Muslim is fix my nails. I love nail polish, but for a very long time I never indulged in them because they were not allowed. Because as a Muslim, you pray 5 times daily and you have to make sure that water touches your nails, your cuticles, and if you have nail polish on that is not halal certified, water is not going to touch your nails. So that's another reason why I would never fix my nails. If you have artificial nails on, there is no way that water is going to get to, you know, your nail cuticles or going to be on your nails, and that will make your prayer invalid. So honestly, that's another reason why I'll never do that. And never talking about alcohol as well, when you drink alcohol Islamically for the next 40 days, your prayers are not accepted. Why would I want to do that to myself when I don't even know when I'm going to die? Yeah, so that's just that about alcohol. Another thing I'll never do, which I had a strong urge to do, was to see a medium or to see a shrink. Now, a medium is just kind of people who can communicate with the dead, who can speak with the dead. I love to watch those kind of TV shows where they're just like saying, oh, your dead grandfather said this, or your dead grandmother said that. But Islamically, that is not allowed, because when you're a Muslim, you're supposed to believe in the fact that everything is orchestrated by God, by Almighty Allah, and that your faith and every other thing is all, you have to believe in the unknown, you have to believe in faith. And wanting to know the unknown beforehand is you trying to say, I can't wait for Almighty Allah's I can't wait for Almighty Allah's plan to unfold. I want to, you know, go before him and stuff. And also the fact that seeing a medium and all those kind of things are not allowed. If it was allowed, I think I would have done it. I've had a really strong urge of wanting to connect with my grandfather, which I have no idea where I'm getting that from. So I have just really been managing that by praying and just saying a lot of prayers for my grandfather, just saying quite a lot of prayers for him, because I feel like that's the best way I can connect with him. I mean, I've told my dad to tell me more about him, and that has also kind of helped. But for me, if I was a Muslim and if I wasn't really rooted in the religion of Islam, these are some couple of things that I probably would have dabbled into. But being a Muslim has restricted me from that, and also made me realize that to say you believe in something is to completely stay away from whatever it is that the religion says. And one other thing that helps me to stay away from these things is because I realize how important they are and why I should stay away from it. So this is just my call to you. If you have anything that your religion is making you not do, or your belief is making you not dabble into, and you're thinking, oh, why can't I do this, find out why, you know, go deep into it, understand why the religion is stopping you from doing that. And honestly, most of the things that Islam asks us not to do, when I really research and I talk and I really go deep into it, I realize at the end of the day, it's for your own good. Almighty Allah is not going to benefit from you drinking alcohol or you not drinking alcohol. It's just for your own benefit, you know. So that's something that I have actually learned, and I'm glad I was able to share this. Also, you can let me know, what has your religious belief or your cultural belief stopped you from doing something that you know that if you did not understand it, and if you were not really rooted in that particular culture, or if that culture didn't influence your life, or that religion didn't weigh so much on your mind, you probably would have done. You can send me this via my Twitter handle at @crane_rafi. You can send me a voice note via Anchor, or you can send me an email at queenrafispacepodcast@gmail.com. I'm dying to hear from you, because I know that I'm not the only one who has, you know, all of these kind of thoughts. Thanks for listening, and make sure you share this with your family and friends.